What's that?
Might I add, I did sub too. These two never subbed.
Okay, take two. Welcome back to Ten in the Can. Boys, a little cheers.
Cheers.
Munster Mad Dog. They've been getting absolutely hot in the office of late.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
Wow.
And we're all Queenslanders, yeah?
Come on, man.
All right.
Get it off your chest.
We're going to talk Origin later on, but you've got a problem with me switching, Chico.
You can't switch, though. Like,
why?
Where was the first state you came to when you moved over from New Zealand?
Hey.
Who's his best friend?
It's money. You can't say that.
It's actually you. That's the reason I chose it. Now you feel bad, don't you? Now you feel bad. I said this to Ice today. I'm Western Sydney, baby. We're our own state, right? We do our own thing out in Western Sydney. Caleb sitting over there, he knows all about that. So I don't really consider myself New South Welshman.
Okay.
I'm Western Sydney, baby.
All right, baby.
Okay? So if I want to flip and change... Who knows, if all you lemons retire one day, I might flip back. But at the moment, it's Queensland. We've got prayers. We've got fucking the KP, the vibe at 257.
Yeah.
Me mate Cherry. Bro, all my mates are Queensland at the moment. So,
right, fair call.
I go for the boys. But let's get into
I go for New South Wales.
Just in life, boys, what's been happening? We don't really see each other too much lately, do we?
I went away from the Gold Coast. I haven't seen you boys for a minute. Yeah. Had 3 days off. Went up there. It was good.
Done.
Seen the old girl.
Lovely.
Did the family thing.
Caught up with a few of the boys.
Yeah, a few of the boys.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice call.
Yeah. Geez, the pokey room's got a hit up there, boys.
Wow.
But went there and then got back I've been down in Wollongong for a couple of nights. Yeah. Been good down there.
Speaking of Wollongong, nice to go up to Goldie on a dub too, Mutters.
Yeah.
Bombers back.
Yeah.
And you had a nice little dub before you went away too.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Got
what
the Bronx.
A freak.
Yeah.
Bomber, wow. Jack the Bellin.
Yeah.
Freak. It's going to be massive for us, so it's good. Really good.
All right. Chick?
I went to a psychic.
I was going
to
ask you about that. On
last Friday.
Yep.
I had my book. I had a book written down of notes from a psychic. I was going to share something.
What are some of the main little points that stood out that you feel like really hit home?
Obviously, my dad. My dad came through, whatever. My mom. Because I got two separate parents, they both came through. Monkey, said about me and Monkey's being.
She was with you. The project was with
you. No, she came late.
Jesus, girl did her homework.
Yeah, so people were very skeptical of this, but you got a really good vibe. She knew what she was talking about.
It actually said she had stuff about footy, stuff about there's going to be a big one, like a big 180 coming to my life at the moment. It's attracting that way.
That's good timing then.
Very good. Very good. The next 3 months is going to be massive.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is...
I'm being serious. Yeah,
speaking of one of the dresses, Mutters, you sound like you're
No, 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 because he was going to come with me.
Yeah, I was going to go.
He booked in to come with me, but...
just sound a bit sarcastic, that's all I was
saying. Oh, well, I'm fucking... I'm excited, like...
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was genuine. It was my bad. I got a bad...
It was more like a... Yeah, it was a grouse. Wasn't like a gun.
Nah, I'm just like, grouse.
Shit. Continue, Chick.
But yeah, it was epic. Like when I got in with her, like into her, because she was staying at the.
Is it just one on one?
Yeah, it's one on one. So nope. Is it? Anyway, the Ridge is in near Chinatown.
Yep.
Anyway, got in there in the hotel room, and then she's like, "Oh, do you have anything that I can hold?" Gave her my beanie, and then she's done this prayer. Got into it. Obviously, she started rattling off names. So when they like rattle off names, it's not. I'm thinking, who the fuck, who's the name you was talking about? Do you know so-and-so? But it could be from your future.
Past. Oh.
Obviously, future, present, or like past that you don't know about. And then like, obviously, when they come in your life, you're just like, fuck, that's that person.
Okay.
So when she's rattling off, she's going on a like tangent, and you just have to sort of, you know, don't try to think too hard of like, oh, who's that person? But anyway, it was... couple of things she said. I started fucking half crying too.
Yeah, you got some good stuff.
Yeah,
out
good
of
stuff about my dad.
You come
and
home,
shit.
You come home straight after it. Me and Noosh were sitting on, and then you're pumped. You had a good energy about it all.
Oh yeah, man, it was unreal. Obviously, just closure and stuff about the old man, and then my mum and that. So it was honestly really, really fun. Ended up half forgetting stuff, some stuff, because afterwards we end up having dinner with her and had a getting carried away with a couple of wines.
You treat yourself, did you?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah, she ended up paying for the whole dinner too. Thank you.
Ooh, oh, nice. Plan.
Yeah, well, nice.
But yeah, my weekend last couple of weeks been good.
Yeah, nice.
What about you, Simi? What have you been up to?
Last couple of weeks, man, I've just been vibing.
It was fashion week last week. You treat yourself. You went and had a little. That's where you do your best work around Double Bay.
Had a bit of a play on what was it, Thursday? Just been vibing, really, just chilling,
sliming,
sliming. Just fucking.
Yeah, you've been having playing up last three.
I've been hitting home runs, man.
Clean the house up, massive. Thank you.
Yeah, get a big
job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
There.
Thank you. Thank you.
And suspicious cleanup.
Speaking of vibing. Vibe Culture are back on. That's a nice little segue.
Yeah.
Vibe Culture and our boy Billy Parker are back on board after they had their drop on May the 4th. They've done really well. Obviously, he's loved all the support that we've given him. Yeah. So he has now got his own website. So I'm going to get Lukey to put that up.
Yeah.
It's vibeculture.com. So here it is here. It's got, Lukey will put it all up. But
Yeah, fuck, I actually had some on the Saturday when I got home in the morning from fucking the double.
Because I was looking for it, bank. I couldn't find it. I was supposed to bring it in for the potty, but
and I went fucking had about three scoops of her. And then
is it best?
I woke up Saturday night and I was like, sweet.
Must have had a fucking
like crown the whole house. Little tumbler flask, that sold out.
Yeah, and then
but he's got the wake up lens. Sorry, Sim, keep going as I'm just looking at it.
And I came into this tantrum of the thoughts just going through my head.
I remember my password for my fucking Bitcoin wallet.
Then I found out I was a fucking actually child genius.
I started this little business.
So you're telling me?
No. Don't
start. Come on, man.
I've just been chilling and then hit the vibe up straight away as soon as I got home. Fucking saved my life. It actually genuinely works.
Yeah, right.
Like, you guys, I go like 2.5 days without sleep. So... some would say I'm nocturnal. Spell it. Oh fuck.
I still haven't really had a big weekend on the piss to try it, but obviously we're really grateful for Billy to be back involved.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah. Cheers, Bill.
Cheers, Billy.
Cheers. He wanted to be in the last one that we did because it had just run its course. He had 5 episodes and we missed out and mentioned him.
So how long did he sign for another 5?
No, he's just going to keep ticking over. So things are doing well for him and you know, people were going on and buying the vibe.
You know what? I want to try it. Yeah. I want to try it.
No, you know what I was thinking this weekend? Sorry, real quick before we switch. I think I might try it with a bit of vodka and ice. It actually tastes it's quite nice. So
that seems like it would be going like against.
Yeah. No. Alkaline soda. Yeah. So you're like going to stay hydrated.
You could do it for a couple, I reckon, and then
I'll try it. I'll let you guys know next week.
Yeah. Right.
We're obviously very grateful for Bill. So rolling straight into that, I'm going to kick us off with the gratefuls today, boys. As you know, I sent a message in the group chat to us last week. We were supposed to be on last week, but it got kicked back. I'm just going to go in through and grab it now. Sorry for the little delay. All right, this is a really nice message that we got from Brittany Mattson. Dear Scope, my footy-obsessed husband educated me on who you were last year, and I just really want you to know how much yourself and the Kennel Boys brighten our lives. After we lost our son Lennox last year, I never thought I'd laugh again and really meant it. Your infectious personality brought smiles to our faces on extremely dark days after Lennox's birth. I do really think your podcasts have helped my husband so much by giving him a positive distraction, and for that, I'm so grateful. We recently gave birth to our littlest love, Waverly, at an extremely premature age. I sit with her every day in the NICU and giggle with her at your latest content. Her nickname is Little Mutters. Grouse. My husband and I started doing a grateful, Billy Goat and Lovely every week to bring some positivity into our lives, and our little Waverly is always front and center. Anyway, she's had the week of doom after a rough time, and I just wanted to reach out and thank you so much for doing what you do, because now we mix a lot of it into our lives and it has helped us so much. Grateful.
Yeah, that's epic. Hey? Thank you.
That's massive.
That's so good. Thank you.
That's massive.
And I remember you told us our fucking started tearing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's shit like that. Like you don't realize who we reach and what we do. Like little shit like that. It's massive, eh? Like
yeah, for sure.
That's good, man.
Little Waverly, little Mudders. Hope you know this is like I said. This is supposed to be last week. This message was about a week and a half ago. So yeah, hopefully little Waverly's doing well. And yeah, we're grateful. Like you said, Mudders. Right. Sometimes we this is a bit of a joke that we deal with, and it's like part of our thing. But to see that it's reaching people,
100%,
and having this sort of effect it means a lot to us. So Mudders, you got a grateful for us?
You forgot yours already.
You can't forget that. You were sitting in Isaac's office writing it down. Weren't you?
I told you to bring your pad.
Always
your
pad. Oh, yeah.
Nah. By yourself.
All right.
Damn it, lost again.
Man. Okay, you go.
Okay, I'll come back. Okay, I'll come back.
Why? Grateful.
Yep.
I think I've said it. I've said him before, but my grateful.
That's right. You can double
even
down
though he's been a bit of a billy goat lately, bit of a sooky asshole. my grateful is Sterling.
Yep.
Obviously this is going to be sort of, I think my full last week of like the full week working.
Yep.
Because next week of seeing the news that I was able to sign on and play legit from last Thursday, so I'm going to get back into training. So I'm going to work about 2-3 times a week and focus on training plus coming into the office and focus on cooking because I really want to I might do night school as well or just some sort of
culinary school is it called? Culinary school?
Yeah, culinary school some sort of thing. Any chefs out there actually that's looking for a helper or someone to mentor?
You're going to link up with fucking Mateo.
Yeah, that'll be epic but yeah, they're really busy and stuff.
No, he wants to come over home.
Yeah. But I mean, like, just someone to teach me a bit. But also, like, when you're in a sort of a school setting, you get to.
Call me, you got one?
Yeah, I've got one.
Thank you.
Just to my trainer, my knee's playing up.
Yeah.
And they're just modifying me heaps. And a few of the older boys are off me. But yeah, it's been good this last week. So.
Well, they reckon you do your best work at captain's run anyway.
Yeah,
well,
mate, just get us to captain's run. So.
Yeah, that's
My trainer, I'm grateful for my trainer. He's looking after me. So it's good.
Yeah, gun. All right. Simi, I've got your grateful. For this week, and your grateful is up on the screen.
Hey, Dad, I'd like to offer you a job at Whitehead Kia. You've been working so hard of this. We are so proud. I love you. Miss you, Dad.
Yeah, bro.
Nice, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Troublemaker.
We missed the start of it. Can we just do it one more time too? We can do this again.
Troublemaker.
Go again, one more time.
Let's go, baby. What are we talking about?
Hey, Dad, I'd like to offer you a job at Whitehead Kia. You've been working so hard of this. We are so proud. I love you.
Nice.
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah, on the laptop, man.
There's your laptop, man. There's your fucking laptop.
Yeah, that's cool.
Holy cunt.
Fucking loser.
Fucking man, this was supposed to be last week, but you brushed us to pass it on clothing. We're grateful for passing on clothing.
Nice, bruv.
Yeah, this is why we got a little bit frustrated too with how things played out. But obviously, like the girl said, this has obviously come from Ice, and he thought this would be the best way to bring it out. So we're proud of you, man. Like, you've been, especially the last month or so, you've been ripping in and what is it? Welcome to Whitehead.
Read what Isaac wrote.
Sorry, just listen.
Surely just listen.
Surely just listen.
Welcome to Whitehead. See you here tomorrow. There you go, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Thank
no worries,
you.
Man. Good stuff,
man.
Bro.
That's epic, bro.
That's that tripling
that's
down, baby.
That's fucking cool, man. That's fucking cool. Oh, that's so cool.
Would you like to add to that grateful, or are you happy with that grateful?
Nah, wait, let's get fucked up.
It's best grateful.
Want to get fucked up?
Fuck, I'm full of fucking. Oh man, that's fucking gross.
On your bras.
Thanks, man. Fuck. Fuck.
Have a little say. If you want. Take your time with it. We're in no rush.
What time?
Can I have the vape bread?
Fucking nah.
Fuck.
Man, that made me tear up a little bit.
Yeah, I got a few. I was like, I already watched
I'd
it.
I drop of
I watched it like 20 times because I got it off. I got it off shelves.
Oh, so, did you?
Yeah, so I sent it through to the boys, and then even when I first got it, I sent it through, and we got like a little separate group chat with me, Jacko, and Lukey from when I first started the scope, and I sent it through to Ice, and I was like, beauty, cutting. Shelves got me cutting onions when I fucking got the video. I've already had my little cry with it, but very cute.
Honestly, fucking, you know, like I was watching a video when I came back. It was on the 5th of this month. I came back a year ago from Melbourne, sort of just like lost and shit. And then fucking Ice took me for a drink and shit, and pretty much said from that day on, he's like, "Fuck, I got you." And then
you fucked up Hoz's life.
And then fucking you guys have helped me fucking, you know, get my shit back together and fucking save me from myself so somewhat. But fuck, man, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm fucking grateful as fucking, I didn't even have a grateful to.
Like, well, that's good.
I'm gonna make up a grateful.
Well, we're about to roll into the Gunners playoff. We're in the playoffs with the Gunners, so it's another reason there could potentially be some tears in another couple of weeks if we're able to raise the trophy. I write a little blog. Would you boys like the blog? Have you read the blog?
No, so, I haven't. So I can't not, read, so just, you know I haven't.
Yeah, so I know.
I didn't know it was on.
You know, Ice, when we had the meeting today.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, you know, bro, fucking, we're gonna sign you, but obviously, like, gotta sort that out and like look at it in like a month's time." And I was like, "Yeah, sweet, fair enough, man." And I was like, "Fuck,
fuck."
Nah, thanks. Thank you guys so much, man.
Sweet, bro.
I'm sweating. Gonna have to celebrate tonight.
Yeah. All right. So I write a little blog for the boys. This is why you gather yourself.
Thank you, guys.
So this is a little blog. You love my blogs, eh?
Yeah,
sorry, playoff scope's different. I said I just had the pleasure of watching. This is after the Lakers had lost the first round. I just had the pleasure of watching LBJ's Lakers bow out in the first round of the playoffs against the much improved CP3-led Suns team, respectfully. And I couldn't help but think to myself, CP3 reminds me of a lot of yours truly. I'm a team first player, started off at a rebuilding franchise. Every team I went to improved on my arrival. I'm a locker room guy, and I pride myself on doing the little things right. Nothing highlights this more than my first season in the Redfern Mixed Social Division 2 competition. Whilst the season averages aren't all that glamorous, if my mid-range isn't falling, I find other ways to impact the game. My season averages were points 8.6, rebounds 12.4, assists 4.1, steals 3.3, top three in the league. Mm-hmm. Top three in the league. Blocks 1.8, top two in the league.
Mm-hmm.
With a 5-2 record, whilst the team went 0-5 without me.
Yeah.
I made a mistake. You actually got one dub when I wasn't there. You and Chico, I think. And the girls, was, you beat the number one team.
Yeah, on my own,
So I give that.
Yeah.
So I said, Corey Norman, James Siguiara, and Jordan Simi struggling to coexist without my leadership and basketball IQ. SMH. Respectfully. Have I lost this? This Monday, however, we faced our toughest test, the basket cases. I lead into the game. Anyway, go on a little bit more. But basically, we got the job done, boys, and we're in the finals.
Playoff, baby.
Bring out the rig. Hang him out.
Okay, so
let's go. Let's go, Gunners.
Yeah, how are you feeling? Mudders, you missed the semi-final because you had a team thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel going into the playoffs? I want to say right now, no lovely. You're very lovely and you don't want to go too hard.
Yeah.
I know this is only mixed, but I want to win, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Coming from someone that's already won one, can you please chill for a second, please?
This
is someone that's held
the trophy at home.
This is someone that's drunk out of the trophy on a few Larrys. So can you just chill for a second?
Yeah, have your peace.
I just want to win. I haven't seen that this year.
Yeah,
I've seen very lovely. I've seen straight clothes, Davis.
Yes.
You've been injured.
It was like that, though. It was like that.
It's playoffs here, and I'm ready to rumble.
Okay.
So I'm going to be watching LaMelo Ball highlights like he watched Jonah Lomu highlights before his games.
Thank you.
And we're going to be on, I'm telling you right now. I promise you. You know I'm going to assist and I'm going to drive and I'm not going to sit out on the three-pointers.
Like, this is what I hate when he's like, You could get the ball at point. He'd look around, do his little.
He's open so many times.
Yeah, and he's open. He goes like this. So he spins the ball, looks around. And it,
come on, man! You know I'm team pass first. LeBron pass first, but rack up the points. But anyway, yeah, just coming from experience, I'll be there and I'll be ready. Come Monday.
Chico, you were also part of the team that got the job done.
Yep.
How do you feel going in the final?
No, I was fully shaved.
Yeah. Shaven Chico.
Shaven Chico, very very young. That wasn't the last time we got on the dub.
It was the Bullies, but we did
advance into the ship. But to be honest, I'm not happy with my performance. And I don't think I've been happy with my
attitude.
Towards Scarron. I'm just not committed this year.
You're a bit rat. And this is highlighted in the stats as well, Chico. So I read the stats out. Lukey, can you get the stats up, please? Simi.
Excuse me. Get the stats up. Can we get these stats up?
Can we get the Lana Rose?
He said
Lana
he's a bit
Rose?
Willy-nilly. He hasn't.
Noosh going to be happy with that?
Yeah, that is Noosh.
Holy shit.
Beautiful looking girl. She's got the same eyes as Noosh too.
Yeah, nice. She does actually.
But yeah, basically Chico's spent a lot of time with the project. He's just not been keen. And that's, you know, that's just really highlighted. Oh, it's
now that's Chico.
Me. There it is. Where are we?
The laser pointer.
It's highlighted.
Can we get the
one point.
5 rebounds.
That's
shit. Steal.
Slide back up, please. So Simi, that's obviously Simi.
It's me.
He did get. I'm sure he got at least
five points. Yeah.
The 9 rebounds really stand out for me. The 3 assists.
You know,
and
I got
five
more than
steals.
3 assists.
Defensively, yeah, he was
five
really
steals.
Nice. And you go to yours truly, because obviously Mudders, the Twin Towers, Matty Ryan and myself. Yeah, 16 and 11. 7 and 8 rebounds, so
that's good.
You know, just we're looking around here, we're getting a lot of production.
Yeah,
but if I'm focused, might I add?
I did sub too. These two never subbed.
Can we get his average,
Stu,
please?
Right, I'll tell you
it's 0.1. I was on for 30 seconds. Nah, fucking hell. I've been playing for fucking 4 weeks. Well, relax, cunt.
There's another spot we're missing over here. We had 6 turnovers as well, so. I think it's time that we got to talk. You know, we could be talking Kawhi Leonard minute restrictions going into the final. I think that's important.
I'm not committed. I haven't been committed all this year.
One thing that rings out to me is teamwork.
We need, yeah, with that Spurs
honestly,
basketball.
We were all rolling in and out. The girls' defense have been
really good.
They've been holding us together. They've been holding us together.
Honestly, the MVP.
They know what they're good at, the defense.
I'd say
Mia.
Oh, fuck, she's got the D of Doom.
Yeah.
And she can a little.
But yeah, no, the game was actually, we were down by like 3 or 4 majority of the time.
Yep.
And then obviously, yours truly had to hit a 3 just to fucking
step back.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a nice one. And then
so they did him dirty with those points. I think they might have given me
the
2 or 4 of them. Yeah,
and the assist
must did me
as well,
dirty
right?
too.
Leave that up there. All right. So for people that don't know, obviously stats don't lie. If you could.
Honestly, I don't really care. You know, I'm not even going to come next week. I don't even care. No, I'm not.
It's a giggle.
It's funny, but I'm seriously not interested at all.
The stats show that.
Nah, you gotta come.
It's the way you bounce back.
I'll come to the Mad
Monday.
It's the way you bounce back, bro. You're gonna bounce back.
Yeah.
Fuck this team.
For people that don't know, if the store is trying to figure out what we're all footy players, but if you were a player comp, who would you be?
LaMelo Ball.
Please stop.
LaMelo Ball.
I can see it. I can see it.
Okay, you do have
looks wise.
Lovely.
Looks wise.
Lovely. Because you like
he's probably his body figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
String
yeah.
bean.
Yeah. So Lamello, don't hate. Please don't hate.
And you can do the normal, you could probably do the normal pass too, but you like doing
yes,
the fucking
shit. Yes.
So in that way, you are a little bit Lamello.
The fucking.
Yeah. Chico?
Raja Rondo.
Ooh.
That is a good one.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
They don't score much points, but if you can see, I can assist pretty well.
Just the energy on the floor.
Yeah, two assists. Yes, assist.
Nice.
Okay.
You go.
I'm Ben Simmons.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually
I'll give myself.
I thought more Noah, but.
From the Bulls. Jacob Noah. Is that him?
Can't you say that? Fucking Crusoe, you dog. No, that's a good one. You got me beauty. So I pride myself on getting in the middle of the paint.
Yes.
I've got the long limbs. I always try to get the hustle plays, the steals, the blocks. I want their best. I always want their best attacker on me. I want to try to lock them down. I've even called out. I've got Yana to do some homework for us and find out who the best scorer is for the team. It's a chick.
Yeah. our team.
No. Yeah, the team that we're playing, the chick's the best scorer for him. Yeah. So she's getting the Velcro.
Yeah.
She's getting the Velcro. And like Mudders, you know, if I'm going to shoot a three, you give me the Ben Simmons. You always give me the Ben Simmons because you know I can't hit a three to save my life. So
that mid-range, baby, you don't
miss. Yeah, I live in the mid-range. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to attack the ring.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of N1s.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's true. I was there.
Ben Simmons.
I'm going to go Boogie Cousins.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not that aggressive, though.
I can hit a three.
Yeah.
But my defense is pretty good. True. Yeah. My D on that night.
Yeah.
I was thinking more Stephen Adams.
Ooh. That's another good one as well.
But can Stephen hit a three?
He can't. Boogie can hit a three.
Hit a three. It's either him or Boban.
You're not Boban.
Boban.
You know, big Boban.
This cunt uses fucking Boban all the time when we play.
Boban. He doesn't give Boban the respect he's due. He's rated.
Who's that one you always used to put in?
Zhao Qin. The best Chinese player of all time.
Cousins is a good one.
We picked sides right one time, and you know I like to play big man. I play a big man's game.
They just had all centers. He had all centers in the team. But they kept
High school and college career, like Bobo at point guard. Yeah. He played at Oregon.
Yeah,
he was at point. So Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, don't talk about 2K footers. Too much. That's all.
Well, fucking I'm not talking nerds. About 2K. I'm saying it's either Boban or Luka.
Yeah, he's feeling himself at the moment.
I done a number on Scope the Savvy. That's all.
Okay, so moving on. Moving
what
on.
There?
He didn't. Oh, he beat me by fucking 2 points, 3 points.
Jeez, career mode must be going.
He was winning.
I don't even play the game.
He was winning 12-0. I come back and
there the whole time and play career mode.
His career mode's on Kitty's level. That's why I was scoring some points.
Sorry.
Anyways, we're going to keep going with the Spotify playlist. We're going to keep adding songs. I've got all you boys to give songs to Lukey.
Yeah.
We're going with the same theme. We're about to play in the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm thinking game day songs or what's your pump up song? Mm. Maybe walking out while the music's playing while we're in NBA playoffs. Simi, do you want to kick this one off?
We're going first.
We're going in the order as Lukey's got my one. If I'm feeling myself, I can feel the lights coming down. Give me a little bit of French Montana, Unforgettable.
Mm.
Turn it up, please, Lukey.
DJ.
Imagine just walking out like just dabbing up.
Okay. What, with the ball? Ah. Hey. With you. Just got the ball like that, eh?
Just dribbling.
What the fuck?
Keep it on. Keep it on.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, damn, mate.
The 24.
Chico's up. What's your song, Chico?
My song is... I had two choices, but I went with Kanye West, Father Stretch My Hands, Part 2.
Ooh.
That's right.
It takes off.
My other one was going to be French Montana as well. Pop that.
Bro, fuck it.
But Scope had French. Frenchies. So.
Yeah, I'm sweating up too, man.
Gave me guy.
Oh.
No, sorry, this not it. No, that's not it.
Later, bro. Right.
This not it.
Beautiful morning.
Well, that's it.
Sweated it out.
Yeah, this one's in it. Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it in this, man.
Now, yeah, before they run out, you have the camera coming out of the tunnel. And the NFL guys, and he's run out.
Yeah. We found that life, baby.
Hey. If your metro don't trust it, I'm it.
Beautiful morning. Yeah. It's a morning, babe.
Nothing at all. But I just made a song that makes me feel so happy.
I'm sweating.
Beautiful morning. You're the sun of my morning, babe. I just want to feel liberated. Anyway.
Yeah, gone.
Thank you, Lukey.
Yeah, two good songs.
Am I up now?
Normie's up. Normie, what's your song?
15 seconds.
15 seconds in.
I don't even know the words, but it's just mad bop.
Yeah, go.
That's a bullshit. Hey, it's a Maybelline.
Oh shit! Yeah, man. I just be like
that. Hey, that is a lovely song for you, eh? Bullshit.
That's man, bro. That's mine.
So, what's the name of that song, Sue, so people will know it?
Big Boss Rabbit. Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs. Simi, what's your song?
Fuck, can't remember. Yeah.
CTE.
Let's go.
Hey.
Am I right? grateful.
Yeah.
Gone. Nice one, boys.
Shit,
beautiful. That's a good little segment. We keep building that playlist, and people can. People always ask what else. I've had that. Someone's asked me that before. What's your game day playlist? So there's four of our best from the kennel.
They'll be added to the Spotify playlist.
And we're adding to the Spotify playlist. And then we'll always sort of try to have a theme with it. So that's obviously flowing what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick it off with my Billy Goat because it's also a part of the, you know, how we're flowing. LeBron James.
Please stop your hatred towards him.
LeBron James is my Billy Goat. Round one. Playoffs.
You would have been so happy, bro. Yeah. I can see it, man.
Is he supposed to be the best of all time? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that, Mudders. Even you agree with me on this one.
Yeah, well,
when he went down in that first.
Yeah, bro. When he pretended the shoulder with the foul.
Yeah, he came out the next couple of games and fucking stepped up. But that was kiddies, bro. And that's one thing that makes me think he's a Billy Goat.
Can I say one thing
Fonda,
about LeBron?
More like Fonda Matassa.
Respectfully. Fonda Matassa. He did a Fonda.
Nah, well, the thing with LeBron James is obviously, like, maybe he's coming to the end of his run, you know what I mean? Maybe they need a third person to cover if someone goes, you know, like AD went down, they just lost all sort of structure within the play. Because I like to run my sort of game, my own game off LeBron James.
Yeah, right.
And, the fuck is funny, Lukey? So I'm just like, you know,
I'm looking up here again. Those aren't LeBron James.
But you know that they did my, you know, they did my numbers and my assists dirty. True. Okay. Please be honest. Please. True.
Yeah, you're probably 5 points and maybe at least five assists.
Thank you.
You know, he averages a triple double nearly. So don't ever say you're LeBron again.
Who always gets double doubles?
As much as I hate on LeBron, I respect his greatness. He's fucking 17th year, 17th. year in the league.
It's not normal.
He's 35, 36 of what he's doing. I get a lot of, this is like, it was a touchy subject, bro. People get into me about
off
this. Fucking, and someone goes, you can't like hate on him and then respect him at the same time. Yes, I can. Like, I've hated fucking Melbourne Storm at one point in my life. It doesn't mean I don't respect what they do on the field and who they are as players, like Cam Smith. And now I'm a little bit older, I obviously. Like, fuck, you look at those parts of it and Tom Brady, bro, I hated on Tom Brady for ages, man. Tom Brady used to fucking always win Super Bowls and shit, so I hate on him, but I respect him.
Yeah, it's just human nature to hate the best, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking oath.
It's hate the best. Everyone wants to knock down the big dog.
We always hated.
Yeah. Hard.
Okay. Billy Goat. Boy from George. Normie. Chico. You're fucked, bro. I told you to write it down. Chico, you got your Billy Goat?
My Billy Goat. My Billy Goat was Jordan for doing Billy Goat behavior last week.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we won't go into fine details. I'm sure everyone knows what happened. But that'd be my Billy Goat.
Yeah, so I'll also add to that Billy Goat, not even on Thursday night.
Just
with the Tuesday. Oh. Like this episode with all this stuff, like obviously you were supposed to get announced last week too, and then you pulled out.
Well, this is
on the 11th hour on the 10 in the Ken as well.
No. But we had said 5:30, and obviously Chico had to work back late, which is sweet.
No. Chico, when you pulled out, Chico then said, "Yeah, I'm running a bit late. It might not work." But initially, it was.
Don't look at me for support.
No, no. Initially, we changed it to the Tuesday, and that's when I said no straight away. I didn't actually say yes. I didn't commit to it, but. You guys always say that I've got commitment issues. So, and I did say to pass it on clothing that I would come. So I had to be a man of my word and commit.
Man of your word.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I've got commitment issues. I want to be there for you.
All right, Simi, you got your Billy Goat for us? Because Normie looks like he's still thinking.
I do have a Billy Goat. It would actually be fucking baby mama. She got me good, man. She got me good.
Yeah,
she replied to my story and goes, went on about and obviously you guys had been speaking about the video and stuff. She was like, oh, she was having a go at me about Thursday.
Yeah, because she knew, obviously. She knew a week before going into it.
She was blowing up at me and I was like,
she knew what was coming up.
I was like, I fucked up. She goes, don't you know, bloody, you're an alcohol don't mix. And I'm like,
I got commitment issues. So
that's I'm like, gang, baby girl.
I had to message Shelves and say, just make sure the girls don't fucking tell him now because it's been postponed for a week. And when at that one point, I didn't even know what Ice was going to do. So
she was Billy. Your Billy Goat for that?
No. My real Billy Goat would fuck, man. Man, I don't even have a Billy Goat. It'd be myself apart from last week. I went Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Obviously, fucking got in trouble from. Man, I know, bro. You know, I know that.
Man, bro.
I know that, but yeah, it'd be me, myself.
Okay, Mudders, you got one in that time, or still nothing?
Nah,
have you got the week of doom? You got the week of doom.
I got a Billy Goat for you.
Yeah.
Your crooked mustache.
Give us a look.
Nah. Maybe Rooney's board shorts he gave you.
Billy Goat went back to one of the boys on the Gold Coast and I was looking for boardies and you know how boardies like these days they're not meant to come past here.
Yeah. He's got the old school ones.
So he's got legs like this, right?
Yeah.
So I threw on his boardies but they come past my head.
Oh, rank.
My mate Rooney. I'll give
you that's proper leg. Eagle we mud as that.
Yeah. That's Goldie,
I was walking down there white as too.
Beauty. Fuck, that's fucked.
That's snotty nose Eagle we mud as that.
The Quicksilvers?
I think they were too. Or Falcom.
Well, I know you've got your week of doom, so let's give us your week of doom.
We'll go to the young blood here, Caleb.
He's gone home.
Obviously got a gig here. He does some amazing stuff, so it's cool to have him on board and he's going to make some cool stuff.
He's been gunned. Ice has brought him on as well. Yeah,
Well done.
Ice has brought him on as well. So
such a good kid, man.
Yeah, so he's got a big future. Some of the vlogs and how he's caught on so quickly. He's done a little bit of
He's got good vision,
past.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like just
he was at Para, hey.
Yeah, he was.
He was doing Para stuff, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, for
their training stuff and that, bro. Look,
oh, not actually playing it.
Nah.
Junior Pat. Oh yeah, gun.
Yes,
gun, 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 gun.
Beautiful. So week of Doom. Guns. Week of Doom, Chico.
Week of Doom. Week of Doom. Week of Doom.
Sterlo.
Might okay. have to go.
You guys might have heard of him.
My week of Doom would have to be the boys I work with. Scope came and picked me up today. Fuck, we'd not stopped working. Like, concrete is a fucking hard job. Yeah. Like, we didn't stop working until Scope picked me up. What time he picked me up? Like 4:30.
Yeah.
4:30 from 6:30. Like, we couldn't stop.
What's it like in this weather now? Like, is it fucking?
It's actually nice.
Is it?
But it's like it's nice. But when it's summer, must be very nice. But yeah, when it's summer, it's fucked. Like, but it's still hard yep. as fuck. But have to say, the boys I work with, that's still in concrete.
Yeah, yeah. Done. Simi, week of Doom.
Week of Doom's a friend of mine. Can't say her name, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, she just had a few. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Now my week of Doom would be Munster.
What's their Insta?
Yeah. Somehow he's bloody not injured anymore, and he's gonna bloody tear up bloody New South Wales.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's money a good week of Doom. That's a prediction of the week of Doom.
Yeah.
He's back playing. Well, yeah, he's back playing. He's been injured a fair bit, and he's passed fit to play.
That's so hard too, man.
I'll let that one roll. My week of Doom is the Belrose Eagles, boys. They have secured the signature of yours truly, so I'm going to be playing for Belrose Eagles starting next week. Yeah,
really?
When?
Where's Belrose?
Belrose is
what's the Bunsen?
Nah, we're still talking about that.
Where's the Bunsen?
Yeah. What time? What
come
day?
On now.
Next Saturday will be my first game. Yeah, out at St Mary's.
Oh, maybe I can come.
So my brother, I went and watched my brother play on the weekend when come. I seen Simi's replacement.
Yeah,
have you seen that? Have you seen my Instagram?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Simi's he's actually gun, bro. They carved up. I caught it at the perfect time because I wanted to go watch my brother play. They kept playing against Simi's team that he played for, Caranba Sharks.
Who won?
And it was the left centre. Caranba flogged him.
Yeah.
And
did he score any tries? Simi's replacement?
No, he didn't. He
missed a lot of tackles, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he missed a little. So a lot of
I miss playing, man.
A lot of people know him. Like, I think Tax knows him. Travis Young and all that.
Dirty,
so a few people messaged me going, "That's my boy." I said, "Bruh, like to be fair, he's better than Simi anyway."
Yeah.
So, anyway, so because it was perfect time. It was perfect timing. I was like left center. Like, oh, who's left center? So I'm like looking at him. I start recording, and that was the only video I got, bro. And I got it. It was perfect. But anyway, my little brother got sent for 10, and someone was saying, someone in the crowd yelled out, "Oh, you think you're Scope or something like that." And it got me a little fired up on the sidelines. So I went and spoke to Jimmy Bura.
Yeah,
my mate Jimmy Bura. He plays for him. He's tore his pecs. Me, I asked him about 3 or 4 weeks ago if I could have a game. I just wanted to play one game with Jimmy and my brother.
Yeah,
but we're both on quota points, and now Jimmy's out for the season, so now I can come slide him.
Yeah, grouse.
I'm going to play as many games as I can for the rest of the season with my brother.
That's gone.
I'll be there.
My middle brother Jordan, he's going to play as well.
Oh, grouse.
So, and Jaden's best mate three. Lukey. So all get to play with my younger brothers, which I've always wanted to do.
You know, I was having to think about it actually, and you guys are like
the holidays.
No, it's a fucking like the balls, like the of Australia. Like the Ball Brothers.
Oh. We want to put it in our town.
Oh, yeah. The Ball Brothers.
Jello.
Gun.
Who's Jello?
Who's Jello? Only you know who Jello is.
Respectfully, I can't say who Jello is.
I know.
There's a guy that's paid fucking 12 years professionally, and then, I can't speak ill of my brothers when they're not here to if they were here on 10 in the Ken would have back and forth.
Hey, we could have we should do guest one time.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Classy wants to come on.
I think the plan is at one point in the off season we're going to link up with the 257 boys and do a bit of a collab one all together. So that'd be
maybe let's bring a Sheila in.
Nah, we'll
let's
get on the piss and do it.
Yeah,
get
in the off season.
Yeah,
so boys want to come down, come into the office,
get on the piss because you know when you're drunk everything's a little bit more better.
Yeah,
I remember.
All right, boys. So we've got 4 questions that come through. Mudders, this one is for you. We'll kick it off with you first. If you could partner yourself with any Queensland half of any era, who would it be and why? And that is from Tahe Taya. Instagram, Tahe Taya. I'll give you that, Lukey.
I know. Straight off the bat, Wally Lewis.
Nah, Thurston.
Thurston.
Oh,
Gunner. Really?
Best.
Gunner.
Really?
Gunner.
Yeah. What, 2004 Thurston? Oh.
Nah, just Thurston in general. Gun. Freak.
Yeah.
Yep. Little rat bag. Yeah. There's a gun.
Nah.
Good fella.
Legend, yeah. Eh? Legend. Legend. I met him probably with Chico. Proper legend. Yeah. Round. It's the first time I've ever had anything to do.
I'd have been with him and Billy.
Thurston.
I'd have been with him and Billy Slater. Up there in Magic Round.
They were, bro. Billy yeah. Slater and JT were there.
But yeah. Honestly, nice blokes.
You're welcome.
Billy Slater's
he knew
a gun
you were too, eh, John?
Yeah, he goes, hey, oh, hey, Simi, how are you? And I go, oh, the OG Billy goat. Like, fuck, who was
and
it?
He
was
like,
someone goes, I can't believe you just called Jonathan Thurston the OG Billy
It doesn't
Billy
matter
goat.
How many games you play or like where you go in the game when like guys of that stature, you're still like, when you go and speak to them, I'm just like,
yeah,
Mr. Thurston, Mr. Slater.
Yeah, hard, 100.
Nah, bro.
I'm Justin Horror. I don't even say the scope. I was like, hey, Justin Horror, I used to play against you guys.
Yeah. Nah, it was fucking buzzy, man. That night was, bro, it was epic. Like, because Ice goes, oh, sorry, boys. Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, joking around about the hotel. But this hotel had, like, all the goats in it and, like, was it like all the manly boys were there? So it was like
fatty fats.
Fatty. Fucking everyone was at this hotel. I was like, this is probably the best scenario that could have happened.
Yeah, gum.
Chico, your question is, and this is, I have a feeling where I know this is going to be.
Pangy.
Will you miss the tradie life?
Oh,
when you move on to footy, like it's a bittersweet ending, I suppose. And that's from Tyson Johnston.
Oh,
you're going to be missing. You know, you obviously. Keen to get back out there and play footy or?
Not really. I mean.
It's a tough slog.
It's a tough slog, but honestly, I'll miss hanging out with Sterlo. I would. That's what I miss.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Sterlos and the boys and people.
What about Papa Crass?
Yeah, obviously the boys I work with, but after all of that, nah, not really.
Okay. Simi.
Yeah.
This is a good one too. How do I ask my coworker out without fucking up the workplace? And that's from, should I give away his name?
Yeah.
Probably keep his name on the low A just in case I throw him under the bus. I'm going to message him if he says we can say his name, we'll chuck his Instagram handle.
Yeah.
So this is right up your alley. This is a very Jordan's room question,
that's,
this one.
That's an easy fix.
Very Jordan-esque.
If you want to catch a coworker, you got to plan around, you know, work parties, Christmas parties, Friday drinks.
Yep.
Get them a bit.
Could that be... Because I cut into his harassment.
No. Like, obviously, you're not going to be like, hey, what's going on? Trying to fucking, you
Christmas
know what I mean?
Drinks is six again. Yeah, just, everyone gets six
that's
again
play
on Christmas.
On. Like, no, but it's like, you're not like, hey, what's up, girl?
That's office
what I mean?
Work stuff.
That's undies to the side. You're Christmas not. Party. They're all there.
Like, undies to the side.
That's red panty night. Holy shit.
Nah, you're like, you got to wait for like, those opportunities. Like Friday drinks, you know, everyone's getting a bit rowdy. It's been a long week in the office. Fucking, you just lost is he a lawyer?
No, it doesn't. He hasn't specified.
In my head, he's a lawyer. But, you know, so you've just got to
How
fucking,
awkward would it be if they said no, though?
Do you drinks? No, you're not going to be like, oh, hey, let's fucking... But you can almost get a gauge when the fucking piss comes out because everyone's sort of, you know, feeling a little bit naughty, a bit dangerous. Take them down to Double Bay for a bit of pizza at Mateo.
Nice.
Straight back into Sinaloa. Oh, there's Corey Norman, the voice. Fuck, there she goes.
Yeah. Great answer. A great answer. All right, we'll finish up
aim
on
mine. Aim for the Christmas party.
I forgot to get the name for this, but I'll put it after. Scope, are you a chance of running out for the Brooklyn Kings in 2022? Scope and Simi take over New York City.
Ooh. Is that what they call Brooklyn Kings?
Brooklyn Kings, yeah. Oh, so I've already been hit up by them. They asked me.
Let's go.
Yeah, they hit me up, but like they just asked if I'd be interested, and then it sort of didn't get past that. I said, we're sort of doing stuff over here. But our good mate, Blake Leary's going over there. So pump for Leary for people over the Brooklyn Kings. You got yourself a good one. My old roommate, Mudders, grew up with him.
Yeah.
He's going over there, so we're pumped for Leary. I think it's like
that's
a little
next year though.
Yeah, no, I think it's in
fell through
it's
this
like
year.
An eight or 10 week comp or
four,
whatever.
4 months.
4 months. Yeah. Oh, okay, so there you go. Maybe with finals. So 8 or 10 weeks and then finals or whatever. Yeah. But I'd love to do something like that. That'd be cool. But we're sort of building momentum here, so I don't want to.
We'll be making more money than you going over there. You've had your day.
Yeah,
you're staying here, right? You're staying here.
Okay, just to finish off, boys. Origin chat. Queensland, do they win and by how much?
Three tries.
Three tries. Ooh. Anytime try scorer, you said it.
Cole Felt.
Rookie Queensland wingers, they've got a knack for scoring on debut.
I'll go the win by six. And Xavier Coates will be the first try scorer.
Ooh, Simi.
Oh, nice. I'm going New South Wales, 13 plus. And
holy the fuck up.
Come on, man. And then I'm going Tom Trbojevic to go in first anytime.
Okay.
First
anytime.
Yeah, first and any time.
First and any time.
Oh,
okay. First.
So if any time, any time, he's going to score first.
You can bet on both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so but if he scores first, then he's
any time. Any time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Double jam.
Jam.
Well, you don't get the multiples for it, but yeah, I get where you're going.
You guys laughing
I've gone, I've gone a big game from Latrell and New South Wales to win in a tight one.
Nice.
I'm going for
Queensland. What the fuck?
We're trying to
do that. You can't do that, bro. No, you can't, bro. No, man.
Yes, you can.
No, if you're Queensland, if you can.
Wait, it doesn't mean I'm not going for him.
Can I?
I'm talking Bunsen here.
Yeah.
We're trying to make some Bunsen.
Chunk some money, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Can I just, before we wrap it up, can I just fucking say one more thing because I was a bit emotional before? Fucking. The last year's been fucking crazy. I just want to say thanks to fucking Lukey. Thanks to Jacko. Fucking thanks to you boys, obviously.
That's the last kissing of doom.
Nah, fucking don't get used to it. I'll play up again next week. Yeah. Thanks to Scope. Fucking you guys have helped me out heaps. And honestly, it's changed my life. I've been picking up that many more birds. and hopefully the fucking Bunsen fucking starts coming in. But nah, thank you guys so much. I really grateful. Thank you.
See you next time, 10 in the can.
Peace.